We begin tonight with the breaking news. As we come on the air, the major developments in the alleged attack on actor Jussie Smollett. Sources now telling ABC News police are investigating whether Smollett made the whole story up, and they urgently want to speak to him, and that new information has shifted the trajectory of their probe. Officials today letting go of the two men first spotted on surveillance images, saying they are no longer potential suspects. Here's ABC's Ariel Reshef with the new details just coming in.
In a bombshell twist, tonight Chicago police now investigating whether Empire star Jussie Smollett may have orchestrated a hoax, enlisting two men to purchase a noose and feign a homophobic attack.
Then I look down and I see that there's a rope around my neck.
Police telling ABC News they want to talk to Smollett urgently after interrogating and releasing the two men seen in this grainy surveillance image. According to sources, the brothers were shown evidence they bought the rope found around Smollett's neck, agreeing to cooperate once confronted with battery and hate crime charges.
Did Jussie Smollett set this up?
You know, there's still a lot of moving parts to this, so I am here for my clients, and I had a job to do specifically for them, so I'm not part of Jussie's defense.
High-profile criminal defense attorney Michael Monaco saying he's been hired by Smollett. Monaco has also represented Michael Cohen, President Trump's former fixer.
I think that what people need to hear is just the truth.
Those brothers in the surveillance video arrested Wednesday upon landing at O'Hare Airport from Nigeria, questioned by detectives as their home was raided, computers and cell phones seized. Authorities looking at their phone records to figure out if they spoke to or saw Smollett the night of the alleged incident. Police saying the men have a relationship with Smollett, one of them appearing as an extra on Empire. Detectives telling ABC they have not found video evidence of anyone else at the scene. Smollett not yet commenting on the new developments, but in an interview with our Robin Roberts this week, the actor slamming those casting doubt on his story.
Who the would make something like this up or add something to it or whatever it may be? I'm an advocate.
All right, Ariel Reshef joins us now live on set. Now, Ariel, Smollett had told our Robin Roberts that he believed the men in those surveillance images were the men who attacked him. Police have now released those men. What do we know about the police's attempt to reach Smollett now?
Well, Tom, Chicago police say after the interrogation of those two men, they contacted Smollett's attorneys for a meeting, and they tell us, they said, quote, "We have made our intentions clear." They say they're now waiting to hear from Smollett's attorneys.
All right, details are still coming in. Ariel, thanks for that new reporting.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.